live. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Pitched battles are being fought on the streets of Minnesota as riots grip the US city in the wake of the police killing of a black man. Frank Bonacorso has the story.
Why are you doing this? What is this guy doing this for?
The streets of Minneapolis, one of the biggest cities in Minnesota, are burning as protesters defy police orders for calm in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of police. George Floyd died earlier this week after a police officer knelt on his neck for around 10 minutes while he was being arrested. Protests in the Minnesota city of Minneapolis started peaceful this evening, but have now descended into violence with looting and more than a dozen buildings torched.
I share the anger that it's hard to be sure, based on history, that something like that can happen and that somebody will be certainly held accountable for that.
Mayor Melvin Carter is again urging calm. Protests are also continuing in other parts of the US.
State and territory leaders are currently in discussions with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, working on a way forward as Australia begins easing COVID-19 restrictions. The National Cabinet is meeting for the first time in 2 weeks today. On the agenda, how to keep people safe while opening up the economy, as well as if National Cabinet will continue past COVID-19, while the possibility of extending the government's wage subsidy program JobKeeper will also be discussed. There have been 9 new COVID-19 cases confirmed across the country today, 2 in New South Wales and 7 in Victoria. A zookeeper has been airlifted to hospital after being attacked by a lion at a zoo on the New South Wales south coast. An ambulance spokeswoman has told AAP emergency crews were called to Shoalhaven Zoo in Nowra this morning after a woman in her mid-30s suffered serious face and neck injuries in the attack. The woman, who was cleaning the lion enclosure at the time of the attack, is in a critical but stable condition. The head of Reconciliation Australia says much has been done to build on the social healing process over the past 2 decades, but the work is far from finished. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Corroboree 2000 and the Walk for Reconciliation, when 250,000 people marched together across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. This was replicated in towns and cities across Australia. Karen Mundine says today 90% of Australians support reconciliation.
There's another 80% that believe it's important for formal truth-telling processes, for having conversations around Uluru Statement, voice to Parliament and treaty in real serious ways. We have 1,100 organisations that are connected through our Reconciliation Action Plan program.
New figures show an increase in the number of electric vehicles on Australian roads. The Australian Bureau of Statistics data reveals just over 14,000 electric cars were registered from 2019 to January this year. That's almost double compared to the previous year. But the figures show petrol-powered vehicles remain the most popular on the nation's roads, despite a widespread slowdown in growth this year. And to sport now in rugby league, Brisbane centre Katoni Staggs has been issued a grade 2 careless high tackle charge for an incident during last night's loss to Parramatta in Brisbane. Staggs can reduce his suspension from 2 matches to 1 if he takes an early guilty plea, but if he's unsuccessful with an appeal, he'll face 2 weeks on the sidelines. The Broncos and Eels was the first NRL match played since March, when the competition was put on hold due to the pandemic.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently a drizzly 16 degrees around Baulkham Hills and the broadcast area. We're meant to get to a high of 19 degrees, but I don't know if we're going to get there. Partly cloudy and medium chance of showers happening for the rest of the day, with the winds tending to the south and staying there. The sun will set at 4 minutes to 5, looking for the rest of the week. For Saturday, we've got fog, then sunny, 8 to 20. Sunday, mostly sunny, a nice 21 after an overnight of 9. And Monday, back to work week, we've got mostly sunny, 11 to 21.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
A quick look around at the roads. Roselle, Victoria Road approaching Terry Street. There's an emergency roadwork with a pothole It's now all cleared up, but heavy traffic conditions, and expect significant delays there in the westbound direction, and buses are delayed up to 35 minutes. Locally at Borkham Hills, Windsor Road approaching Woodland Street. A gas leak hazard. Utility companies there, they're going to be rare to about 3 p.m. with one of two northbound lanes closed. 5 minutes past one. We're on the second hour of Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5. Mario.
I was first, I was going like this, Darren. You know
so
I mean?
Quick, so
yeah,
quick.
We had a guest like a Karen Tisdall. I apologize, Karen. I tried to say your name properly, but Inglese, no humble Inglese. I'd like to say thank you for staying with us second hour because it's a truly unique opportunity. Thanks to Darren Capes Davis again. We can now interview live the person, not in Australia, but in another continent where the sunrise just comes on the horizon. It's our guest in Dubai. But before we connect to him, we're already online. Darren, we are?
We're good.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say a couple of words. His name is Bassam Al-Khatib. He's a professional expert in consulting, international education, training, coach, and NLP specialist in leadership, innovation, creative management, marketing. He has been trained with internationally renowned experts and professors around the world. During 22 years of experience in UAE, and Middle East, a region, an NLP expert, he has delivered courses and programs for several United Arab governments departments. Oh my God, I can't read and talk in the mic. You know, it's so small because you're on Zoom. We are now live in Dubai. Good morning, Bassam.
Good morning, Mario.
And Darren is there. Listen to you as well. How was the thing? How was the weather in Dubai? And what the time it is now?
Time now is 7.
We have an echo. Really we should nice do something about this, Darren. We should say to him to do.
Enjoy the weather.
We'll just keep going. Yeah. We'll see how we go.
Sorry, can you repeat again? What did you say? People are walking naked in Dubai. What?
Yeah, today people like starting to go out and enjoying the vacation and Eid and summer.
Okay. Summer started in Dubai.
Yes, it's hot season now.
Okay.
Well, hot season. Double hot.
So what's the temperature right now in Dubai?
Like around
30-35. Oh, wow. My God, eh? Like that. What do you think about that one, eh?
Maybe we'll trade it for an hour, but then
Yeah. Before we continue, tell us, how is the situation with the COVID-19 in Emirates?
It's amazing, really. Emirates, UAE, it's one of the countries that they are really doing like proactive what-if scenarios.
Yeah, can you share with us?
So they already, start from the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Usually with sheikhs like Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. And they're always doing scenarios for the best scenario, the worst scenario, and the normal scenario.
Yeah.
So that's what makes them be proactive, and they can predict what's going to happen. So they can do it as an efficient and an effective way.
Oh, that's very interesting. You know, Darren, you know, I'm doing quite big jobs in Emirates. And the one thing strike me, you know, I mean, I saw the image of Emirates 1971 and I saw two buildings on main road, right? And this is like nothing. There was just a desert, right? And 30 years later, you know, that country just exploded. And Dubai, you have been to Dubai, Darren?
No, I have never been.
You must see it. I mean, look, it's flash. It's like it's gold. It's like it's amazing. You know, I mean, it's just wide roads. But of course, they build an infrastructure-based new one, you know, I mean, and so on. But it's like, Bassam, tell us for our listeners, please, can you just, you know, introduce yourself and say in your words, because I was trying to read from the small phone, your bio, and I was looking at Mike and you on the Zoom, and Darren can hear it, so like it's with confusion. So like, instead of me just reading what you wrote in a beyond introduction, tell our listeners, who is Bassam?
Yeah, my name is Bassam Al-Khatib. I have experience more than 22 years in different sectors and different places, academic, education, innovation, creativity, and leadership. So I worked with the UAE University as an expert for leadership program for the second generation of UAE. And also I worked with the Higher College of Technology. This is from my background for academic. And now with Mohammed Fifth University as academic supervisor and for innovation and how to prepare for the work. So actually my experience going from education, training, consultation, coaching, NLP, and building a programs for the senior levels and the VIPs. So that's really my experience. And I trained with the best people, thanks God, on earth, like Whitewood Small, Robert Smith, Don Whitmer, Lean McTaggart, and Thomas Armstrong. So I have the way, like kind of a magic, to go with the result. So people, they say about me, he's the doing person and the result person.
Okay, you know, we have the guest in studio. She's with us, Karen Tisdall. She's the person who knows, you know, how to make people stand out on a day, LinkedIn profiles, you know, business-wise and so on. Tell me, how is important in Dubai or, you know, I mean, what's it called, in Emirates entirely, or Middle East, to be present on LinkedIn as a profile and your resume being there visible?
It's amazing because Dubai and UAE always looking for the experts and looking for the professional people, and their target is number one through the global. So LinkedIn is one of the best platform that UAE can attract and can bring people, the best, the elite, the professionals and the expert. So LinkedIn is the way to be like a bridge to come to the UAE. So the people who can present themselves well, and they have references and connection, it takes not much time like other people in other platforms.
Yes.
So they can become as speed as they can to connect with UAE and to know about UAE and to be on the best place on in UAE.
Well, that's very interesting. I have a question from you. Our guest in studio, Karen, she will ask you a question about LinkedIn. Karen, would you like to ask our guest auntie about LinkedIn in the Emirates?
Hello, hi, it's Karen. Great to speak to you, Bassam. Blessed Eid.
Oh, me too. Too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, it was great to hear you say that there's been some holidays and celebrations there. I just keep thinking, you know, you're in Dubai, and somebody who's really big on LinkedIn who's in Dubai is Dave Crane. Now, you don't know him, do you? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. He doesn't know him now.
Doesn't know him. There's a lot of people in Dubai. How many people are there? Yeah, you were going to ask the same question?
How many people live in Dubai?
Living in Dubai, like actually in UAE, around 10 to 12 millions.
Wow.
So we have seven Emirates.
Yes.
But Dubai and Abu Dhabi, most people living in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, because commercial wise.
So tell us, regardless to the leadership, you know, in Dubai, how governments promoting leadership, how is important for them? You mentioned second generation, which you were educating. And what's the leadership for people in Emirates? What is the meaning of the being leader or creating leadership in that environment, which you obviously helping quite a lot through education and through training programs?
Oh, and amazing, Mario. This is an amazing and $1 million question, because leadership.
Sorry, I don't have. You taking the checks? Darren's not gonna print quickly. Well, Darren, can we go that?
So we take 50-50.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so in leadership in UAE, it means like how you can serve, it's servant, how you can serve people as much as you can to make them happy, satisfy, and live life luxury. And
they're
starting from...
No, that's okay, just continue.
Luxury life, yeah, because leadership here, they want everyone to be happy person, and wealth with health, with awareness, and connecting like a family. So when they, if you go and see the advertising on marketing in UAE, even if you travel by airplanes or by airports, or you can connect with institutes or government, they will say like words in Arabic, Amr. Amr, it means, yani, tell me what you want, give me a command and I will serve you. It's amazing, like word in Arabic.
Yeah.
So Amr, it's like say what you want, not only what you want, like you are a manager and I am an employee to serve you. So this is one dimension. and the minimum time with the maximum quality and excellency. So people here can do everything like online. People here can come and go and ask within few days or few hours. You can open business. You can ask what you want. You can have live information, current and valid. And they started with ministries with youth people. So now you can see the minister of AI, artificial intelligence, his age is 27 years old. Imagine.
Come on, seriously, wow. Darren, you and I can have the kingdom, man.
So like, young, wow.
27 years old.
Yeah.
Sorry. May I ask you why? Is this like because of education or experience, or maybe because it's a relationship with the family, or why is that? Why they choose such a young person for such a very responsible?
Yes, Mario. They want energetic people, and they want youth people. They want a new blood with the wisdom of the people with experience, so they can match between the experience and match between the speed with the technology. And that's one of the secret in UAE. It's like, you know, a chef when he's doing a meal and it's very delicious, but nobody knows how he did it. This is kind of it. It's about how you speed up the youth people, encourage them, give them full authority with full resource, with full budget, and with full experience around them, and always going to, like, for example, the leadership program, which I was expert in it and mentor, we trained people, like 20 students till 100, and then we send them to Finland for a customized leadership program. And we bring them back with 1 year. So now they know the mentality, they live the mentality, and they know the process and the details. So when they become back, before they graduate, they have simulation about the real life with real examples, not only by books or by videos or by YouTubes. They live it, they love it, they did it.
Thank you, Bassam. What do you think, Dan, about this thing, you know?
Just thinking about that, you love it, you did it. Yeah. I think that's so good and a great takeaway so far. It's amazing words from you there, Bassam, and so easy.
Just your two cents, Karen?
I feel like I'm listening to a poet. Don't you think Bassam speaks like a poet, you know? You know, I think you do, Bassam, you know, and the way you spoke about, you know, servant leadership.
Thank you, Karen. Actually, I write a poet also.
Yeah, it really shows. It really shows.
Well, we're going to take the break. You're listening at Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Darren and I will guide you through some music and some commercials, and we come back to our guest Karen Tisdale and Bassam Al-Khatib live in Dubai.
Something sweet dreams are made of it. Who am I to disagree. Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be loved you. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Hold your head up.
Specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 23 minutes past one. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario.
Well, thank you, darling, very much. And thank you to all listeners on Alive 90.5. Thank you to the sponsors and supporters of this great radio station, not just in Sydney, Australia, but worldwide, and the space cadets who listen to us in deep space through the Elon Musk new spaceship. We are there as well. So thank you for listening, Business Insights with Mario. This show is not about me. It's not about Darren. It's not about radio station. It's about you, sponsors, about you, our listeners. And I'm glad that this radio show, business radio talk show, can bring you the best in industry, true and suck business heroes, people who share their tips and insights with us for you. And if you ever have a question, you know, you can always go on our website, alive90.5.com.au, and you can find a day, you know, join the conversation, or there's a way to contact us in studio. Now, we are really privileged to have a live from Dubai our guest in studio along with the current Tisdal, Basim Al-Khattab. Basim, the question I do have for you, and the most important question is, it, you know, I'm hearing quite a lot lately, not lately, but let's just say past 2 years, about something was called NLP, neurological something, you know, everybody's smart and everybody tried to be the best. What is the NLP and how the NLP works in Middle East, particularly in Emirates?
Oh, wonderful. This is also another $1 million.
Listen, I can't print that many checks here. Like, you know what I mean?
So open your account, two accounts in the bank.
For the first. We're going to ask Karen for her account as well.
We gave her percentage, no problem.
Yeah. So share with us, so what does the NLP in terms of Middle East? I know it's a neurological learning program or something like this. You know, I'm not familiar with this because, you know, I've never been present, you know, I never trained, never been coached. But, you know, I mean, we have the guests in the past, but, you know, in your words and definition for the Middle East best suitable NLP, what it is, how you deliver these programs, and why is it important for the leaders on Middle East?
Yeah, NLP, actually, it's neuro-linguistic programming, and this is, it was like a shifting from the mind, from the health, from the wealth, even with technology. Neuro-linguistic programming can change people's life. Only the name will stay with the person, but everything will be changed like 360 degrees. And it's connected now with the coaching, emotional intelligence, multiple intelligences, and the way for geniusity and how you make mental toughness and development. So now it's like the hub, the core of the personal development. So people, actually a person, when we translate or we said, what is a human being? A human being divided to a four categories or major parts, which is mind, heart, body, and spirit. So NLP can connect these four parts, and you can like launch your parachute and your potential strengths and the intelligences that you have. And in science, they discover there is 9 intelligences in each human being. Each human being, there is no such anybody do not have these kind of things, intelligences. So how we can launch these intelligences? How can we do emotional intelligence? How can we do multiple intelligences? By NLP, because NLP will come and study your neuro-linguistic programming, and it's like a laptop you have, and you can install whatever operating system and whatever application.
This sounds like a Manchurian candidate, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like the brainwashing. Is it or is it not?
Is it? Yeah. It's brainwash for the high scale, for the next level.
I knew it was going to be like reborn identity or something like this.
Leveling
yeah,
up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's reborn a person. And you know, there is one technique in NLP, Mario, called like in time or out of the time. So are you living in time, which is you live currently, only current, and you don't look for a future, and there is other people live out of the time. And this is amazing. Do you know they did an experiment for the homeless people? And most of homeless people through the global, they are living in time, which means what I have now, I will spend it without planning for tomorrow or next year. So they always be bankruptcy. And they brought some of them, okay, and they changed their perspective from in time to be out of the time. And they were very successful. They found a job and they were independent. They established a family. And they started to be very successful, never ever come back to be homeless again. This is only one technique.
What if you cry about this one?
Oh, I have quite a few friends because who studied NLP over the years, and I've not seen people transform.
That's all news to me. Yeah.
I've got really good friends who've studied NLP, not at your level, but some. And I just, you know, I haven't studied it myself. No. I have actually got out a couple of books and I enrolled in a course, but then had to do my own training, run my own training courses, so I had to withdraw. But yeah, it's amazing.
Is that possible, darling? You know, like today, you know, I start the training and tomorrow I'll come inside like...
I think it takes a while, doesn't it, Basam, I mean, like, you know, to really change, sort of shift to that, you know? But it's about unlocking your mind, isn't it?
No, at all, with respect, this is like a thought. People that think I need to change, it will take decades. It's not, it can be with...
I don't have decades, I'm 48 years old, man, I'm just...
48. I'm 47.
I'm 40. I'm senior citizen. So yeah.
Yeah. So I tell you one thing. There is a timeline code. Timeline code is amazing. So when we give the exercise, okay, I can tell you within less than a minute about how you can see your timeline. Okay, look at your past and put a dot. Where is your past, Mario?
Very dark. Where's my past?
No, back, past, your past, all the past. Where do you see it, as you see it? Is it here, left, right, in the back, near?
Just put a dot. Well, far away.
Okay, put one dot.
Yes, one dot.
Dot, it's there. Yeah. Okay, one dot. Okay, where is your current now?
Current now?
Where is your now?
Ahead of me.
Inside or in front of you?
Front of me.
Wow, okay, put dot.
Second dot.
Your second dot, yeah?
Okay, yeah. Okay, where is your future now?
Well, that's a good question. I'll answer
just
with that.
Where is it?
Okay,
equally,
you know, dispersed, adjusted, you know, parallel with the present.
Okay, put a dot, Mario.
Okay.
But now we have three dots, okay?
Yes.
Past, current, and future.
Yes.
Okay, connect them, the three dots, with a line.
Yes.
This is your timeline with time life, since you were born now till future. But you can change it from scratch.
Oh, that's a trick, you know. I should put in my future. Good. That's interesting. What do you think, darling?
I see how it can go. But so once we've got that line, Bassam, how do we change it? And what's the best thing I can do tonight as I'm going to sleep? And, of course, or as I wake up tomorrow, often when people do a lot of thinking, what's the best thing that I can do to change my timeline?
Yeah, see, the thing is, we don't go in details. We go on the happiness. We solve the NLP secret, how you solve people's problem without pain and without suffering. You enjoy the journey, and you enjoy the changing, and you will be addicted to be bitter and pissed and extraordinary. And this is really what's NLP and what's really coaching mean. So now you have the line, okay? Now, people, they think their life is like static and only vertical, less some movement, but it's not at all. It's very flexible, it's very open, it's under your push, and you can extend the future, you can extend the current, and you can minimize the past. You
yeah, but I'm asking, what can you do tonight? What can you do tonight? Like, it had more Nutella, or, you know, refuse to answer my 50,000 emails per day, or what are you going to need to do?
tonight, you just enjoy the momentum, the current, and the new information that you have. I can change my life. So this is not to go and think about what happened. It's about what I have now. And you raise up your awareness of your health and wealth and what you have. I am here and living and enjoying my life, and I can do many things to change. So this is a bliss. So before we go to the changing journey, we start blessing the what we have. And there is a secret for happiness. They say happiness is not what you want. It's happiness wanting what you have, not having what you want. And this is the start point, happiness. Wanting what you have, enjoying what you have now, as a money, as a health, as a family, as a car, as a watch, as not having what you want. People looking after having what they want, and whatever they have, they won't be happy because they're always looking after the thing they don't have and missing the momentum about what they have and the bliss in it.
Bassa, you made entire studio being quiet. I can see Dara, he's thinking something, and I'm just thinking myself, why I'm listening to this man, you know, I never heard such a distinct, I never heard those things before, and I'm listening to this man in Dubai, you know what I mean, and sounds very, very realistic, you know, we should enjoy the moment, not, you know, something distant, and you know, just dreaming about this one, Don't anything on that one.
No, I'm speechless. I just want to hear more.
Yeah, Karen?
Oh, gosh, I could speak on this topic all day. I think it's something that's so important for today as well, isn't it? You know, yeah. I think, you know, so many people overseas have lost lives. One of my best girlfriends is in New York at the moment. Yeah. So, you know, every Saturday we do a group call, all of my girlfriends, and, you know, we're checking in that she's okay.
Yeah.
And so many people have died, and I think I loved what you said about Bassam around, you know, just wanting what you have and just the here and the living. I think so many of us, people have lost jobs in the last few months. People are losing jobs right now.
And I'm grateful for this moment.
Struggling,
yeah, yeah.
But we have our life. We have our family, you know, so I think it's celebrating what we do have, and I think that's such a powerful message now.
I must say I'm grateful for being the part of this radio station and having opposite me, Darren, and you next to me, and the Bassam in Dubai, because, you know, this is what this show it is about, you know, I mean, sharing that those tips and insights from people who gone from ups and downs, hit the obstacles, don't have the just flashy lifestyle, like, you know what I mean, like most of the influencers so-called, you know what I mean, internet and the media. And that's what I'm grateful to have, a Karen Tinsdale and Bassam Al-Khatib from Dubai with us in studio. Me, Darren, we'll take a short break. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we'll take a short break.
over 30 years experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Durlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stock the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 19 minutes to 2 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
And our guest in studio, Karen Tisdale. You can find the Karen Tisdale on LinkedIn, but we're going to leave that introduction, how you can find her, contact her for the end of the show. And I'm truly grateful and privileged to have the online live from Dubai, Bassam Al-Khatib, who shared with us NLP and the lifestyle in Emirates and differences between Western society and importance of the leadership. Now, Bassam, before we took a break, and I asked Danny to, you know, have the shortest song, because we were very quiet, you know, in your last presentation answering our question. Can you share with us more that changing that neural behavior? You know, I mean, why people seeing this as a? Well, I'll go again from my perspective and my personal opinion, that we, you know, we can't change some things. You know, I'm the realistic guy, and I don't believe this thing can work. You know, I mean, dreaming, it doesn't work, and, you know, being just a realistic person. What do you need to do to convince somebody, you know, I mean, or who the type of people comes to you, you educating? Because I saw on your website, and I saw in your presentation, you were educating quite big leaders of the Middle East, Ministry of Police, Minister of Defense. I saw the oldest leaders, you know what I mean, and it's very impressive, and, you know, internationally. But why people need NLP?
Yeah, it's amazing, Mario, because everyone needs NLP. Why? Because it's about concepts, about beliefs, about principles, and about values. And what's the difference between me and anybody else? So it's about concepts, beliefs, principles, and values. So people, they stopped to be grow because it's the thought that I am ordinary. They started in the kindergarten to primary school, to the high school, to university, to job to find, and they were in the range of normality. Mm-hmm. And normal cannot make you extraordinary. So once we come and start the program, it's not about we give them information, it's about we tell them who you are and what is really who you are. It's not about people who feed you what's you and who you are.
Okay, I have a question
so
for
we,
you.
We
yeah.
Deal with
yeah, I have a yeah. question for you, Bassam. I just spoke now in a break with Karen about being the voice. Karen, what was the question you about voice? We spoke about being the voice.
Oh, just about the importance of people on LinkedIn finding their voice, just about everybody having something really special inside them.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize it. And so, you know, my mission, Bassam, is about, you know, getting people on LinkedIn to really show all that they are, because most people, everybody's unique, everybody's extraordinary, and they don't realize that. But I think it comes back to what you were saying earlier, Bassam, around, you know, a lot of people, when you were talking about the homeless, you know, they're focusing on not believing that they can control their own future. It's giving people agency, isn't it? That's what NLP is about, right? I'm simplifying
yes,
it, aren't
NLP.
I? I'm really simplifying it.
Actually, yes, it's simplified. You are correct, and I really agree with you, Karen, because it's redefining yourself. Mm. It's just NLP redefine myself in a correct, current, and accurate way. It's not cleaning the dust, cleaning the junk of thinking, junk of emotions, junk of news, and junk of education. And always when I teach people, I said, once you graduate from university, you need to spend time to isolate between junk that you learned and
how do people isolate themselves? How do some people isolate themselves from the junk? What would you suggest somebody to do to isolate himself from the junk?
By measuring your result. If people, they say, I know myself 100% and their achievement 40 or 30%, there's a huge gap. It's 70 minus. So you don't know. You don't know that you don't know, and you think that you know. And this is the biggest mistake on earth nowadays with the pandemic. Yeah. People, they don't know that they don't know, and they think they are the only one that they know. And that's what makes the tragedy.
Sorry, what did you say? COVID-19. Can you just summon me this, Darren?
So, when you asked, sorry, can I jump in? Is that all right?
Yeah.
So, when you asked me earlier, before Bassam was talking, you were talking about likes, you know.
Yes.
People get a dopamine hit every time that they see a like on LinkedIn. You know, lots of people have viewed your profile. You know, woo, you're an influencer, you're really famous. But, you know, listening to what Bassam's saying in this beautiful poetic way, to me, I'm like, yeah, likes are great, but they're just junk, aren't they, Bassam? You know, like, it's not, is that going to put food on your table? Is that going to actually move you closer to your result?
You know what I'm surprised? Like, you know, in all honesty, you're number one, top 10 LinkedIn
trainers across Asia.
But you never mentioned this at once. Bassam Al Khatib is one of the largest, you know, trainers and educators in NLP in Emirates. I know this is a fact. He says that there's evidence of that. And I have a Darren here who's like, you know, always, you know, does hard work for this station. And you know what always amazed me, that people don't promote these things. So I have a question for both of you, Bassam, and for you, Karen. What is the type of people who loves to talk, like, not me, just, you know, I always like to talk about myself, that's true, I mean, but why do people have the urgency to talk about themselves, me, and there is no credibility behind this statement, I am.
I think it's because they're not as evolved, because they haven't met people. You know, sorry, I mean, that sounds so harsh, doesn't it? But what I mean is, so I'm a mother, you know. I have a 9 and 11-year-old.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old's, both my children are great, but, you know, my 9-year-old, she's very stuck in the me. You know, it's the age she is.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I try really hard to surround my children with people like Bassam, you know, and we talk a lot about... you know, where they want to be and their results. And, you know, if something bad has happened, you know, my 9-year-old lost a teddy bear 2 years ago. She's still mourning the loss of a teddy bear. It's a really big deal, apparently. So she really relates, you know, when my dad died last year, my 9-year-old's like, Mommy, I know how you feel because I lost my teddy bear. My teddy bear's died. And I'm like, I've lost my father. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, so it's a big thing for her. Yeah. But, you know, talking about, that's just something that's happened. It doesn't define who you are. So I think it's about moving beyond that. And really, you know, I really loved Bassam's words about, you know, it's about knowing your beliefs and your values and your principles. It's knowing that what defines you is not on the outside. It's on the inside. You know, don't you think, Bassam?
What is your goal on that one? Why do people who has no credibility like to express themselves continuously? As I said, like, you know, I can come back again, you know, about Darren. Darren does his job, you know, never talks about this, you know what I mean? I know we're getting emails daily on the station, all presenters, what he did, you know what I mean? But, you know, never increasing that visibility. Now you as well, you're one of the true leaders in the Middle East in NLP and the current here. So who are the people, why they have the need to say, I am great, I'm the influencer, but there's no credibility behind that statement? What do you
Thank
say?
Thank you, Mario. I totally agree with you, Karen. Yes, people, they don't know themselves. And what I say, we need to define the identity. We are not similarity. You are Mario uniqueness.
I know, I'm the god of the voice, you know, yes.
And I am a uniqueness. There is no ever, never, from before, now, and after, somebody will become like copy-paste from Bassam or Mario or Karen. So already we were born as a uniqueness, not as number one. We are better than number one. We are unique and the only one on earth, starting till end. There is one Bassam, there is one Mario, there is one Karen. And once I attached with this concept, I will not have the ego, because I am not competing with others. I want to bring the best out of Bassam uniqueness now and then and after and always. So when I go to change my thought and the mindset to how can I know Bassam and his uniqueness and what his miracles in strengths and intelligences and emotion, and how can I know better and be around people like you and Karen and like Whitewood Small and the elite people, with respect not only for professor and doctors at university or my career. I want the people who knows the human being and how you bring there from inside to out, launch them, the parachute, and then you fly, and there is a space, there is no limit, it's infinity.
Mm. So it's inside to out. Comparing.
People, they want to say, me, myself, and I, and that's the big problem, because this is not them, this is the ego. They won't like to push, I am here, I am the only one, I am the better, I am the best out of the better. But if we are now here three, Mario, I want to bring the best out of me as Bassam, and you will bring out of you as Mario, and Karen will bring the best out of her. We have three, the best values of uniqueness. And
values.
Imagine what the treasure and the diamonds, information, relation, emotion, and we always not go step by step. We go flying and converting and transformation, and then we can live the fulfillment. So I give you one thing now, Mario, which is when we teach leader, learning leader, there is the first step of learning leader, which is very simple but very powerful, and people, they don't know and they don't do it. You know what's the first step of the learning?
Please share with us. Please share with us.
So you can? Yeah. It's know what you know and know what you don't know. And then know what you know. And you know it correctly, currently, and accurately. Know what you know what you don't know. And what you don't want to know, don't look at it. La YouTube, no Google, don't look at it. And the things that you want to know, from the thing you know and you don't know, focus and ask the elite, the expert, how can I have it? And then you have the goal, the mission, the vision, the strategy. And this is how you build a person, an institute, a company, a country, a global, an innovation and creativity. So if I know what I know, and I know what I don't know, and I know what I need to know, and then I go how and where, and can you help me, Mario? And Whitewood Small, he's the chairman of NLEPTA and at USA, and he's amazing. He's a scientist. And he said 99.99999 at internet useless. And I was shocked when
why
he
are you
said
laughing,
this.
Darren?
Except
I totally agree with it. Yeah,
yeah, but you because can't get sucked into it because it is just, yeah, it's just external stuff.
Well, I know
because
one thing.
What he,
yeah.
What,
yeah, please, Basa, continue.
What he said, Mario, again, this is very, very important. He said, I was co-trainer with him in Algeria and Oman and Dubai, and I was sitting like anybody else, and he said, just with calm and wisdom, he said, 99.99999 at the internet, it's useless. So imagine, and I said, wow, so I need to find 0.00001. I need to fill that one. Where is it? And this is the people. You know Steve Jobs? He knows the laser focused. And that's what made Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs. And he said, I just connected the dots.
Interesting.
People know the instruments, but I play the orchestra.
Bassar, thank you so much. I know one thing, we need to wind up this show. Bassar, before we go, Bassar, you're going to be our guest very soon. So your podcast is going to be today afternoon. Thank you for being with us live from Dubai on a live 90.5. And don't tell me a lie, 90.5 FM is not global radio station. And this sexy voice of business is with Mario.
We're one of the 0.00001 you need to hear. And you hear great people like Bassam, great people like Karen.
Thank you for being Karen. How do people can contact you, please, before you go? Don't go.
Find me on LinkedIn. It's Karen, the old-fashioned spelling, K-A-R-E-N-T-I-S, Pashuga, D-E-L-L. Karen Tisdale, find me on LinkedIn.
Well, thank you for everybody who listening to today's show, Business and Mario. Thank you to all our sponsors, our supporters, and a thank you for Karen and Bassam from Dubai. Well, we're going to tune in next Wednesday, 10 a.m. for Business with Mario. Thank you very much.
Live 90.5.
The two of us have seen it all. Our story's been heartache and wonder. This universe ain't big enough to keep us apart, no, not ever. How many times did we stumble? How many times was it worth every fall? There's just something that keeps us together. Whenever my world moves from yours, I will always be with you. Got your name on my heart, in the shape of a tattoo. It's my favorite piece of art. There ain't heart. The two of us, we got it all. Don't need no designer distractions. Cause in the end, I found a friend, my one and my only obsession. How many times did we stumble? How many times was it worth every fall? There's just something that keeps us together. Whenever my world moves from yours, I will always be with you. Got your name on my heart, in the shape of a tattoo. It's my favorite piece of art. There ain't join me in this dance, an impossible romance. Take one step at a time and I walk.